bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey everyone, Shannon here. This week's story is from Mariette, better known as the Lady Valkyrie. Not only is she an amazing fan artist, but I also love to see her insights, not just in Star Wars, but also for other areas of geekdom. Right now, it's Beastars. So without further ado, welcome to episode 53 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
Hi, my name is Mary Guerrero, otherwise known as the Lady Valkyrie on social media. I do post-production work in my real life, but in my spare time, I am a fangirl of many things, but in particular, Star Wars is one of my big obsessions. How I got into Star Wars. I think I was 8 years old, and I've told the story many times, but I think I was 8 years old, and I was watching this on a bootleg cable box, and if you don't know what a cable box is, it's because I am dating myself. It is basically a cable box which allows you to obtain cable channels in a rather complimentary means. I remember the tiny bread box apartment that I was living in, and I remember it was like a Saturday afternoon, and I first watched A New Hope. I think it was like HBO, and I was alone watching this because my sister and my mother just could not be bothered. And so I remember watching and recalling that Luke and Han, you know, they didn't really speak to me as much as Princess Leia did for my 8-year-old self. The tone and inflection after being rescued was like a breath of fresh air. In fact, I remember exactly how she speaks to her rescuers with such authority. From now on, you do as I tell you. Okay? Blew my mind. It blew my mind. The way she carried herself after all that, when the media that I saw at the time really just didn't allow women to be portrayed in such a way, you know, so unapologetic, so defiant to the people who were her allies. Because, you know, there are bigger things to worry about than to worry about, you know, one's own self and the egos of others. And I never really took into why that spoke to me until later when I realized that Princess Leia kind of reminded me in so many ways of my mother. You know, my mother's kind of, you know, she's kind and she's selfless and helpful, but she's also very defiant. You know, she doesn't suffer fools easily. Her attitude, and still to this very day, is help me or get out of my way. Tough, I know, but I respect her as much as I love her, and that goes the same for Princess Leia. And I tried, after that, I tried getting into the EU, which I guess now is called Legends, but it didn't really work for me, and by then I've moved on to other fandoms, other things, and then came the prequels, and I was, it was my last year of high school, I think. Yeah, I think it was like the last year of high school. I was 17, and I fell for Maul. I fell for Darth Maul, and I was, you know, I was 17 years old. It was just like my awakening, you know. And then I saw each prequel movies in the theater, and unfortunately, you know, I had to be honest with myself then and now that, you know, I just wasn't able to get into it as much, despite my love for young Obi-Wan. And so again, I fell off the Star Wars fandom, and I found other fandoms to occupy. And of course, you know, just life gets in the way. In between those years, you know, I went to college, had multiple jobs to stay afloat. I barely paid attention to really what was happening in any fandom, because I barely watched TV and I barely watched any movies. And it wasn't until The Force Awakens that I found my place in Star Wars. And what it did for me, you know, was Rey. She was independent and she was fiercely talented, but she was lonely, and I understood her in such a visceral way that stayed with me for years. Finn too was so great, and so was Poe, but Kylo Ren took my heart the moment he stepped out of the ship, and it was then that I became invested as I was when I was 8 years old, and probably even more so now. How do I engage in fandom? Tumblr at first. And then Twitter now. I do cosplay, but I also do like just a lot of fan art. And I mostly engage with the Reylo fandom, which has for the most part been probably the most amazing, brilliant, and giving fandom that I've ever seen in my entire, like, years of doing fandom. They've been amazing. So it's been really great, give or take, you know. How has Star Wars impacted my life? I think, by and large, the sequel trilogy, you know, allowed me to look back into my love of Star Wars as a kid with, like, a brand new vigor. It also encourages me as an adult to explore more female gay storytelling unapologetically as well. It also helped me approach media with a more focused feminist lens, and I realize, you know, that I should demand and deserve more in female storytelling than what was given to me in the past. What am I looking forward to this year in Star Wars? Well, look, you know, Star Wars Celebration is coming. It's going to be my first celebration, so I'm really looking forward to that. And just really excited to see some Reylos in real life that I have spoke to this many years, but I've never really met in person. But aside from that, I think I'm just going to give myself just a short breathing space from Star Wars. Because, you know, Episode 9, I wasn't a fan. Cards on the table. It affected me more than I care to admit. So, you know, I think just a small break, not a break up. I will never break up with Star Wars. That's just never going to happen. But just a small, you know, just a small intermission from before getting back into it. But however, when I get back on the horse, I will continue watching The Mandalorian, which has been entertaining for me, and I will get around to finishing season 7 of The Clone Wars, which you know, has been pretty good so far. And then I'll enjoy countless fan works from passionate people within the fandom, but in particular with the Reylo fandom. And I think that's it for now. So, you know, until then, may the Force be with you, always.
You've been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers, presented by Network 1901. This week's story was from Mariette, and you can find her on Twitter at Valkyrie_art and on Instagram at the_lady_Valkyrie_art. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story to lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to our patrons for making this show happen. And if you want to reach out to us, you can find us at lip_lightsabers and myself at McCarter Shannon. I also want to say that during this time where the world kind of seems to be falling apart and we're all stuck in our homes, being part of this community means a lot to Alex and I, especially when it comes to Lipstick and Lightsabers. So if you haven't sent in your Star Wars story yet, we would really love to hear from you. I'll see you guys next time. Bye!